AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. There are signs of disharmony in Switzerland at the Iran nuclear talks. Officials have described obstacles in the talks. The deadline to reach a deal is the end of the month. The EU's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, says talks are progressing.
We have never been so close to a deal. Still, we have some critical points that need to be solved, and we will work in these hours over the weekend to try to bridge the gaps.
Iran is said to be showing resistance to limits on research and development. In Los Angeles today, 22 people were injured when a commuter train struck a car.
There was an improper turn that occurred. The vehicle got wedged in between the pole and the train, causing the train to dislodge.
Sergeant Michael Verlich is with the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. All but one of the injuries in L.A. were minor. The search goes on in the French Alps for remains and evidence from the crash of Germanwings Flight 9525. This woman lives in a nearby village.
On se couche, on y pense, on se réveille, on y pense.
She says, we think of the crash all the time, when we're going to sleep and when we wake up. She added, it's really hard time for the families, and they want to share and tell them that they are not alone. Germanwings, the Lufthansa subsidiary, says co-pilot Andreas Lubitz, joined in 2013, declined to comment when asked whether the company was aware of any health problems he may have had. But it said he had passed all required medical checkups. Hope is dimming in New York as emergency workers continue the search for at least two people still missing after an apparent gas explosion leveled three apartment buildings in Manhattan. Meantime, in Boston, a police officer there is in critical condition in a medically induced coma after being shot last night during a traffic stop in the city's Roxbury section. The suspect was shot and killed by police. This is AP Radio News. In the NCAA men's college basketball tournament, Kentucky looks to improve on its impressive record.
The Fighting Irish of Notre Dame will look to land one of the biggest upsets in college basketball history as they take on the undefeated Kentucky Wildcats in an Elite Eight matchup, with the victor moving on to the Final Four. Notre Dame has one of the best offenses in the country, but is a big underdog against a Wildcats team that is 37-0. Kentucky beat fifth seed of West Virginia 78-39 on Thursday. Kentucky's defense has been outstanding all year, holding West Virginia to 24% shooting in the win. The game will mark the first time Notre Dame has reached the Elite Eight in 36 years. Matt Lodi, Cleveland.
Also today, tipping off in a few hours, and about an hour from now, Arizona takes on Wisconsin. The Eiffel Tower went dark briefly to mark Earth Hour. It's a campaign to raise awareness about climate change. France has been preparing for months to host an international climate conference in Paris at the end of the year. Earth Hour is being marked around the world. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We have a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes, from setting a post or pouring a walkway to installing concrete block or natural stone. We've got the mix you need in stock today. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now.
Save big money.